What's the hardest thing about being a preacher? What is the most difficult thing about being a teacher of the Bible? Or to stand on a stage and to speak? Preach to crowds, perhaps? But I think the hardest thing and the most important thing about being a preacher or teacher is not the preparation, is not the preaching, but it's in the practice of the Word of God. All three Bible readings this morning talk about leaders, talk about teachers, talk about prophets and preachers. Two of them, the Old Testament and Gospel, talk about bad leaders, whereas St. Paul gives us a good example of leadership. The Old Testament reading from the book of Micah, the prophecy of Micah, addresses evil prophets, verse 5, and then points out that they are not even real prophets. They are seers and diviners to whom the Lord doesn't reveal things. And Jesus hates hypocrisy. In our gospel this morning, he fiercely exposed the scribe and Pharisees so that people may be warned against their deception. So I remind you that Matthew chapters 22 and 23 onwards really record for us the last few days of Jesus' ministry on earth. So he's preaching to the people whom he's going to leave soon. So he's preparing to go to the cross. He's going to be sacrificed to save his own people from their sin. So in chapter 23 of Matthew, we see Jesus pronouncing an indictment and denouncing the wickedness, the evil of the scribes and Pharisees. Jesus here therefore gives the scribes and Pharisees a clear condemnation. And it is found in this statement: they preach, but they do not practice. Probably what Jesus means is that when these ministers read from God's word, the content of the scriptures must be heeded. But that's where the positive part ends. Do what they say, not what they do, Jesus says. They don't practice what they preach. And so even though they want you to take note of their lifestyle, ignore them. In the 21st century, false prophets are a huge problem. When we listen to false prophets and leaders who say what we want to hear, the way forward is for everything to be turned on its head. I like the insight of Dr. Billy Graham. Nowadays, I'm listening to his sermons a lot. He says the disciples who followed Jesus were unique in their generation. They turned the world upside down because their hearts had been turned right side up. Ultimately, God does not care about the temple, about the rituals, or buildings, or patterns, our style. He cares about our devotion to Him, our hearts. The true worshippers will worship in the Spirit. When God talks about turning everything upside down, it's about our hearts turned right side up. But false prophets are attractive. We want to listen to them. There is a demand for false prophets, even among popular Christianity. Tell me what I want to hear. Don't judge me. Don't tell me I am wrong. Only preach God is love. But don't tell me God is holy. Don't tell me about His lordship over every aspect of my life. Tell me about what I will receive when I become a Christian, not what I have to give up. Encourage me, but skip accountability. Tell me I am a good person, but suggesting I live by some standards is too painful. Gloss over obedience, eliminate hell. But Jesus spoke more about hell in the Gospels than heaven. No doubt, but that the false prophets and leaders Micah has in mind are popular. If they were not popular, they would have no standing, and the people would already have their hearts right side up. Jesus is not interested in a spirituality based on pretense. But there are pretending Christians. He's interested in honesty and humility. And he criticizes the spiritual leaders of his day, the scribes and Pharisees, because their spirituality is not real. It's all superficial. Jesus tells us that honest and sincere spirituality doesn't stop with talk. It goes on to action as well. But they do not practice what they preach. This is, of course, the charge that is labeled at Christians so often at the skeptical world around us. Those Christians are all words and no actions. They don't practice what they preach. And of course, we have to admit that there is often great truth in that. After all, we follow a master who told us not to lay up for ourselves treasures on earth. A master who told us not to take vengeance on our enemies, but to love them and pray for them instead. A master who told us to love our neighbor as ourselves and to make caring for the poor and needy our priority. Honestly, when I look at my life in the light of the gospel of Christ, I have to admit that I am a lot better at talking than doing. All of us prone to desire prestige and status. God needs leaders with integrity, people filled with the Spirit, people who speak the truth in His name. They don't only love but tell the truth, because it is the truth that sets the people free, not the love. The Bible says very clearly, it is Jesus' words, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. People who believe in Jesus Christ as the only way to salvation, people who seek to influence others with the message of hope and love of a God. God is calling you, my dear brothers and sisters, to live for Him and be available to impact others in His name. True prophets and leaders of God will be used to turn the world upside down, as the disciples of Christ did in the first century. I believe each believer is called to continue what he or she is truly doing. I believe each believer is called to contribute in the kingdom of God, not merely by words, but by action. Now, I am not saying preachers are perfect in their obedience to God, far from it. Oftentimes, when I preach, the first person I want to preach to is myself. because I'm so far from what I'm saying here. But I think the desires and the due diligence to watch over one's life, one's conduct and practice is what God wants. Because we are not called to be perfect, but faithful. There are highs and lows on the Christian journey. As Christians, we all fall. And as people, as humans, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. A careful study of the Bible reveals that most great figures of scriptures experienced failure at one time or another. Yet those failures did not keep them from effective service for God. Abraham lied about his wife twice. Moses did not do what God commanded him to do. Elijah was so fearful. He wanted God to kill him. David committed adultery with Bathsheba and murdered her husband. Peter denied the Lord 3 times. They all failed at some point, and often in significant ways. Sometimes we get discouraged and disappointed in our journey of Christian faith. And the enemy attempts to draw us away from God's holy standard. But God doesn't condemn us. God does not put us on the hot seats to condemn us eternally to hell. But He warns, He teaches, He gives us the opportunity to respond to His truth. He expresses His love, He forgives. He sent Micah, the prophet, to give the people an opportunity to repent, an opportunity to allow God to change us. Today, He sends leaders, preachers, teachers. He needs, as I said earlier, leaders with integrity. Christians today are given the tremendous privilege to be true modern prophets and teachers, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with a world desperate for answers. People need to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way. People need to hear that Jesus Christ is the solution of the problems of this world. I think we should ask this question to ourselves. What sort of progress am I making in learning the true spirit of a servant? Finding my joy in loving and helping others, rather than spending all my time and energy seeking their recognition and approval. Because most of the churches have become people pleasers. Most of the ministers of the Word of God, I don't know if I am too, become a people's pleaser. Want to please others, not God. Maybe I need to stop trying to get other people to notice me, or like me, or look up to me. And instead ask God to show me how He wants me to serve them in the spirit of our Master who washed His disciples' feet. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, that your hand lifts us up when we are not strong. Your staff bring us back when we go astray. Dear Lord, help us to take the next step in our journey toward a more true and honest and sincere form of Christian discipleship. Enable us, Father, to follow the footprints of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.